The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I got the Giants going 82 and 75.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Why you do that to me, F?
So before the season, you had the Warriors, you had the Giants going 82 and 80.
Yeah.
And they got Devers.
And that changed it all.
What did it do to your win total?
I could see 90 games, but forget.
So wouldn't that be a war of 8 for Devers if he improves the team to that extent?
All right, I'll give you that.
Which is, I think, so, like a lot.
Well, that's not exactly how that works. But.
Wins above replacement, but I got to.
Well, I believe that one guy being responsible for 8 wins is lofty. That's all. Like, I wouldn't say one guy makes you 8-10 games better, but.
But if you think that they're 82 and 80 at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
They were playing better than that when they got Devers.
Man.
So they were overperforming.
Right.
And then they got better in a perfect world.
Yep.
But the opposite's happened. They've actually gotten much worse.
Yeah. I mean, do we think they were a 12-4 team, which is how they started? Not really. Then they came back to it. Like, I think baseball, of all the sports, they're 4 games over.
And it's not over.
That's about what, like, if you extrapolate that, they're almost at the halfway point, right?
They're past the halfway, number-wise.
Okay, so they're 45 and 41. So the numbers would suggest they're an 86 to 88 win team right now.
And I think that would be disappointing with Devers. And what Evan just said,
okay.
I think
if you look at this team, player by player, position by position, I don't know how you think it's more than an 86 or 88 win team, especially because, first of all, you're going into the second half of the season with I'm going to say it. Yeah. You're going into the second half of the season and you're starting to see it already. They may have an issue with 3 starting pitchers.
Right.
Okay.
And Buster can get busy. I'm just saying.
But,
you know.
But they, like, their starting pitching is not great anymore. So that hurts them. They're not hitting during this stretch. But, like, I'm not sure there's anything to do right now if you're Buster Posey, other than you keep working the phones.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, that's what I was going to do. The plus button on the calculator, right? You would think now, for whatever reason, Steinie, and again, this all starts with I'm searching for answers, and I omitted something big. and that's Matt Chapman has been out. So we saw with him in them go through stretches where they just collectively just they can't get it going. But early on, Steiny, and you could call me a fool and it's fine, I thought not 107, even before Devers, maybe they got, you know, Buster, who's a three-time, that formula is back, you know? And I'm thinking something magical could happen. Not 107, but sustain what they earned early on. And you're right, they're still four games over. But my gosh, how many, I got to be careful here, how many bums of pitchers with inflated ERAs are the Giants make look like Cy Young winners? It's just like, okay, now I'm watching Devers all of a sudden. And again, I know he's not Rod Carew, not look like Devers in Boston. So I'm just wondering, is it all the players all at once with the bats? Or am I just, do I need to go to Santa Rita jail because I think maybe the batting coach is leaving some meat on the bone just to even bring that up? Am I crazy for that? So maybe when Chapman comes back, Steiny, he's the real Devers in regard to they take off. But you're right. But if right. You're going to sit here and tell me that they're four games over after this start, after what they did against Miami at home getting swept, you take that into Chicago, and that starting rotation you talk about pitch their ass off, and you still lose two out of three, like, and now you drop the first two in Arizona, and they didn't right. know what they were doing. Normally, tonight's the night.
What does they don't know what they're doing mean?
Well, Arizona was kind of scuffling. They had just got swept, you know, before the Giants come in. So but my like, point is they can be beat.
There are a lot of people that thought Arizona's better than the Giants.
And they might
and
be.
And they're one. Okay. Yeah. So why would you expect the Giants to be a 93-win team if you think that it's possible Arizona's better than them? I mean, like, look at this lineup. Look at this lineup.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Dominic Smith. Johnson is your center fielder. Well, you got a catcher hitting 193.
And I'm starting to wonder.
You've got Tyler Fitzgerald at second base.
Well, who you just jetsoned, and he's only back because Schmidt got hurt.
You got Mike Yastrzemski leading off. It's don't tell me that like this team's a finished product. In fact, I really, the more I think about it, I think Posey just looked at this team, what he got, and said, we got to kind of do everything. Like, we need a lot.
But
a lot. Okay. Because you know why we need a lot? Because we're not good enough right now. And one player, Devers, is not going to elevate an entire team. You got to get better players. And it might, that's what I mean. I think it's going to take a couple of years, a year or two. Because I don't, like, if this team doesn't make the playoffs, I don't know that it's because of Bob Melvin when I look at the talent on that roster. I just don't. And we're looking at, you know, some of the other teams in the National League.
So for Giant fans that are disappointed, let's just say for the whole season in this Giant offense, can you put, as you sip your coffee, Steiny, could you say, I get that? Or are you going to say, I don't know what you expected?
I would say the Giants right now are 45-41, which is cherry picking in a way, because you're picking at their record right as they lost seven of eight games. All right. So are you telling me this is why I don't think you can talk about baseball like this? 8 days ago, everybody was loving life after they beat the Red Sox 9-5 on that Sunday.
Yeah.
They got 12 games over 500.
Yes.
All right. Now they've gone 1-7. So, like,
when do you get when it's 1-10? Like, if this keeps going, when do you say it's more than maybe just baseball goo?
But
we got to stop the bleeding somehow, but we got to find out where it's coming
from. How do you stop the bleeding with what you have?
Well, what did you say? 20? What was there? What did they jump out to the record wise? Like, it wasn't that massive then. I like Steiny, I don't have the answers. I don't. But I know this is not okay. And I just find it hard for somebody to put it under. Hey, they were.
What is like? Just man, what is not okay? about 45 and 41.
This brand of baseball they've been playing.
But they're not going to, they have to place, they have to win games 4-3. Like, you can't look at that lineup and say, why aren't we scoring 8 a game?
Well, you got to have a real conversation. I've noticed
so
leadoff position all of a sudden has been musical chairs.
Okay,
let's just talk about Jung-Hoo Lee.
But that's got nothing to do with Buster Posey.
But why? I'm not talking about Buster. You're fixated on him. Buster's a made man.
Okay, so Bob
I'm
Melvin.
Talking about the games, the players, and you keep going to Buster. Buster's
what do you
made,
want me to do about Jung-Hoo Lee? He's slumping. I don't know
Buster's job to figure that out.
It's not Buster's job to hit for Jung-Hoo Lee.
Nobody said hit, but replace his ass or go get you a
did.
New center fielder
they did.
At the deadline.
He didn't
that's
start
Buster's
last night.
Job.
He didn't start last
okay,
night.
That's a day off.
I'm just saying.
Business. Okay. But I'm saying, how big of a problem is this? A mirage? Like, I think Jung-Hoo Lee might not be what we thought he was going to be. And if that's the
okay,
case,
then
Johnny,
what?
That's a... That's Buster's job.
Okay, and he just started slumping 3 weeks ago. Like, I don't...
Does the quality of opponent do anything for you?
Well,
like, yeah, you're looking at this from the macro, and that's fine.
Right.
But it's not like they lost 1-6 to the Dodgers or to the Mets or the Phillies,
maybe
who, by the way, they all got coming up. They lost 1-6 to the Marlins and the White Sox.
Oh, shiny. Answer that one.
That's bad.
Okay, it's bad. What does that mean? Does that mean you have a team that maybe we have to say isn't that good? Or do we say this team is a World Series contender and they're underachieving? I think for the most part, at 45 and 41, they're about what we thought. They are going through their worst stretch of the season. How long does it last? I don't know. Maybe it's over tonight. I don't know that. But do you want, how many moves do you want Posey to make in the next 4 weeks? Like 7?
No.
Because
no.
I'll bet you Buster Posey would like to make 7 moves.
And I bet he was hoping he didn't even have to add another bat because add endeavors was almost the equivalent of adding 2, you would have thought. And maybe that'll be the case when Chapman comes back. Because we haven't seen him in the lineup with Devers. So if you were hitting me with that, I think you're thinking Buster should be
like, what
ran.
What do you mean getting Devers was like 2 players?
The impact of his bat,
well,
Stani.
Dumb.
What do you mean
I'm
that's
sorry,
dumb?
That's dumb.
What do you mean dumb? What
you
you're
got,
talking about
you
is dumb because you keep talking about something that has
you
nothing to do
player.
With the product on the field.
Stop
you're
thinking Devers
to call
is
the
judge.
Players out.
I'm caught. That's all
no,
I'm calling out.
You're taking up for Melvin. You're taking
right.
up for
no.
Burrow.
Let's be
let's
fair.
Let's talk about
no.
the players.
Right. The players are not good
and
enough.
And they're stinking against
right.
substandard opponents.
Okay. So fire somebody. Trade
no,
somebody.
But you're saying there's nothing to see here.
I'm saying, no, let's be clear. This has nothing to do with Melvin, and it has nothing to do with Posey. The team's not good enough yet. It's just not good enough.
2 weeks ago, we thought they were headed to the World Series. Or they? You give me that. You were a part of that.
I never said they were headed to the World Series. I don't do that.
What did you do?
I said, this can be a playoff team.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
same
no,
thing.
I don't
same
think they're.
Thing.
I don't think they're a suit.
So they still can accomplish getting to the playoffs.
Don't give up on them when they go 1-7 over 8 games.
Yeah, but I want you to expand. When I say San Francisco Giants, all you say is Buster Posey. I'm talking about the failures that we're seeing from the coaching staff, the third base coach.
I don't.
You're just giving passes out.
So is it?
It's just giving passes.
So Matt Williams, should he not have sent Devers last night? Matt Williams,
I'll give you that. He's in the lineup.
Okay.
I'll give you that one.
Okay.
All right.
So go ahead and fire Pat Burrell. I think Posey knows that's kind of a cosmetic move. And I think I'm kind of with Posey right now. I think it's 95% on the players. I do.
And I believe that too,
okay,
man.
Okay, well then, like you said, I'm not blaming the players. The players aren't good enough. But Buster Posey, in my mind, he can't turn this thing around in 4 months. And I think what we're also seeing is this team had bigger problems that were camouflaged early in the year by the great start of their two young pitchers who, what manager or front office would think that two young pitchers are going to both be able to pitch more innings than they've ever pitched on any level and like go strong the last 3 months?
Right, but it, I'm like, I have no issue with the pitching. That's a natural regression if it happens. But what's scary is it hasn't happened to the point where that's why they're losing games. They're going backwards with the addition of Devers, and you could say, and you did.
Well, they've lost the last two Birdsong starts because he stunk.
Fair.
Okay, that's two of the last six games.
But
real quick, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city.
Stani, as honest as you can with this question, and I'm going to try to do it right. When Jimmy Butler came here, the Warriors were hemorrhaging, and that trade just sent them over the top. Like, wow, it changed. The Giants weren't like the Warriors because they already were off to a great start. So you understand why everybody was excited when Devers was announced he was coming here way before the break. And I'm asking you, why do you think that hasn't helped the offense? We'll just talk offense right now as a whole.
Because that's basketball like. Is infinitely different than baseball. One guy can impact a five-man unit in basketball to a significantly larger degree than one hitter in a baseball lineup. When they got Devers, there were a lot of people who said they need more than one bat. And those people are right.
Yeah.
Because if Rafael Devers is hitting second or third and Adames is hitting seventh, like, to this day, I don't know how Devers can help Adames unless he's batting right before or right after.
Well, he's supposed to be, but that's how awful he's been. He's batting sixth. So, again, I keep going here. Stoudy, do you think the Giants have a center fielder problem? Because I didn't, but now I think they do. And I just say that to say that's what Buster maybe needs to add, an outfielder or somebody. Hey, they're getting nothing from and Bailey.
I know, but these aren't good players. Like, okay, what do you do with Patrick Bailey? He can't hit.
And maybe
they don't have anybody better than him. Mike Yastrzemski complained about him for 5 years. Nobody's been able to supplant him. So why would you expect Mike Yastrzemski to hit 300 with 30 homers?
But Buster's been aggressive, so do you think Giant fans at the deadline, we could expect more? I don't think that's far-fetched. If you identify
I'm sure he's
going to
try. I don't think he's looking at this team like a finished product. But and
Josh Ram telling me Guru Giants can't hit. End of story.
Well, I do think, you know, teams have styles, and the Giants don't have a big boy thumper lineup. They just don't. They're going to score, you know, three to five runs a game.
You're trying to take down the Dodgers or the Padres.
Well, then, okay, but then why did you think Devers put them up with the Dodgers? One guy, like with this lineup with a lot of holes.
Well, again, I'm checking my own self, Stani. We haven't seen him with Chapman. And when you're starving for hitting like the Giants, Chapman becomes Will Clark. Like, so that'll help. It's another bad Stani.
But I know. Okay. Yeah, and this is why I love you. He's not Will Clark. He's Matt Chapman. Like, he's not going to be Will Clark. He's going to be Matt Chapman. He's going to hit 242.
Okay.
He's going to hit, you know, the equivalent of 24 homers. He's going to drive in 80 runs. And at the end of the year, his numbers are going to not this year because he's been hurt, but he's going to eventually, you know, he's going to finish at 240. Like, he's not going to hit 300.
Let's have a quick conversation. It ain't had to be quick about Bailey. Is there any defense worth having your guy hitting how he's hitting at the dish? Like, I'm starting
my question
to wonder.
Would be, so,
like, they
so
don't
why
have
didn't,
the answer
okay.
on the club now.
So
but
why
can this go?
Why when they got Devers then?
I thought you
did nobody talk about, well, you know what, our catcher still stinks.
Because I thought they would be scoring enough runs at top to where, hey, okay, bat 180.
Like how many more runs do you think they were going to score by the addition of one player?
Not anymore. How many lumps do you want in your coffee? Oh, about 2 or 3. But a lot more, Steiny. And maybe that's unfair, but I'm just telling you, I don't think the biggest – I'm hearing Shasky, Willard, everybody, even the postgame, this is not okay. I don't think this is who they are at the plate. And if you're going to say
– Well, I don't either. You know why? Because you're basing it on a week.
Well, they had a 16-game stretch even though they were pulling stuff out their tail.
Yep.
Where they were only averaging 2 runs.
And they found a way to win seven out of 16.
So maybe that was fool's gold. So you added Devers, but you still might need some more.
Nobody's saying they don't need more or their Posey won't get more. I just, like, I mean, I guess we can go down the entire lineup and just rip Jung-Hoo Lee because he stinks now.
Then
rip Melvin because Jung-Hoo Lee can't hit with Melvin as the manager. Or, you know, Bailey's a 180 hitter because of Bob Melvin.
That means
I just don't think they're very good. Like, some guys on this team are not very good. And they pay the price. You can't have a guy hitting 175. Patrick Bailey. Let's go to Gary in Daly City. What's going on, Gary? How you doing?
Man, I need a couple drinks after this.
Hey.
A couple shots. Been a fan since the 60s. My thing, I'm going to go a different direction. When Posey took over, what was his hurry to go sign Adames? What was his hurry? Evaluate what you got. Bring in some really good people. Maybe bring Brian Sabian back from the Yankees as an assistant so he can learn the ropes. I mean, bring in Randy Winn and some other guys who really have a no rope split at all. I mean, how many superstars? I'm going to get off the subject real quick. Jordan, Magic, Jeter, they've never panned out. Moen as a GM never panned out. Larry Bird is the only guy that ever panned out as a coach as a superstar. But then they surrounded themselves with good people. That's what Posey hasn't done. So you shoot your wad right away with Adames, a 209 hitter that can't hit a curveball. And every scout that I know told me that beforehand. And then you play the season out. Well, you have all that money you would have had to play with and then evaluate your team. See what you got. You have Robbie Ray coming back from surgery, so he's going to hit the wall sooner or later. Verlander, everybody knew he was – I mean, the guy's awesome, Hall of Famer, but he was going to – you know, come on, how many throws left in his arm? They were doing it with smoke and mirrors. And then you go out and sign Devers. Same person told me he can't hit a fastball away. His body's too tight. He's going to get hurt. Well, what happened? He faced the Red Sox with second and third twice. They didn't put him on. They struck him out both times. Miami did the same thing. Why shoot your wad with all this money? Evaluate your system. Evaluate your farm system and see what you got. It was like he had to put a move to put a face of the franchise so people would come and see him play. But why do that right away? See what you got. Take your time. Evaluate your farm. Evaluate your whole system and bring somebody in that will, like a Sabian or somebody that will evaluate it honestly. Brian Sabian never went out. Got with Bonds was McGowan. He made everything through trades and to take his time. That's what he did. He made a mistake or two, but he also came out ahead. But what I'm saying is, then you go get Devers. You think you're going to go back to the owner again and say, "Hey, I need another couple $200 million"? You're going to say, "Go to hell!" Sooner or later, you're going to say, "What are you doing?" I mean, okay, how much dime you got? The only two guys worth it were Otani and Judge because they'll produce and they'll also pay back the money they put back butts in the seats. So you take your time. Then they go. They got to play the Dodgers and Phillies. Good luck. Then you go on a road trip for hell to the Central, who are on fire, and their pitching's going to hit the wall in the dog days of summer. I want them to win. Okay, I've been in with Willie Mays, but you also got to look at a reality that what was his hurry to do this?
Well, okay, Gary, let me try to answer that. I'm going to use the Warriors here. When the Warriors were terrible. And Chris Mullin ended up being the GM. I don't know if you remember this. He hired Mike Montgomery.
Yeah.
He signed Dunleavy, or he extended Dunleavy and Murphy, and he got Derek Fisher in here. And he did that, I believe, to establish some kind of stability for the organization. And that's why I think he did this with Melvin right now. And that's why... and as for Adames, I feel like when you're a free agent and the signals have been there that it's hard to land a hitter, if a hitter expresses interest, you've got to take that very seriously for Buster Posey there.
Totally agree. endeavors to the college
squad.
Yeah. I would tell Gary, the only reason you're sitting with a guy like Devers is because a relationship turned toxic in the middle of the night. That's the only reason you got Devers. So I don't care who's at the helm. The best GM to ever do it, Stoney. My goodness, I believe that was the right move. And as far as Posey, he's been around. He's been watching this team. So I would just tell Gary, who had some good points, Stoney, but the bottom line is Posey may have been doing this job a year ago, just biting his tongue. Like, they needed a shortstop. We all saw that. Adames had 30-plus bombs last year. So I'm just like, I don't feel like those were egregious, and especially Devers. Because you may never get the chance to get a caliber player like him, free agency, trade, what have you. So they Posey pounced in and got him.
Right, and we found out, like, he wasn't the piece that takes him over the top. He's a good piece.
And I know we're up against it. I just want to know how good this team really is.
They're 45-41. There's your answer. What's coming up on the game is sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But everybody's happy! I'm not. I'm good now.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Giants. They're struggling. Yeah, they're struggling.
Big game tonight.
Game tonight. Let's not put too much into it. There's 162 of them.
Tell the people what we do during the break.
What do we do?
After all that yelling. I said, Steiny, what'd you have for dinner last night? He said nothing. Went to bed hungry?
Well, I ended up having a couple chips and salsa. Well, just did it that way. Here's the other thing about, then you can give me grief because people, you love Posey. You love Posey.
And I love him.
Dever, he's gotten three players in here that, I don't think they're here without Posey. So I give him credit for that. Now, if Devers, Chapman, and Adamas all stink, okay, well, then Posey's got to get ripped because then they're bad acquisitions. So my question to Giants fans would be, are you there with Adamas right now?
I'm not.
Are you there with Devers?
No way.
Are you there with Chapman?
Will. No way.
Okay, so then what are we worried about other than the normal
catcher batting 180, center fielder who was supposed to be your leadoff? Like, those are two things right there. Wilmer Flores, how much does he have left? Like, he's been phenomenal early on. And what if that tank is on empty?
What? Let me ask you this.
Stein, those are three things.
Did you think these were not questions when the season started? Were we saying Jung-Hoo Lee's going to be great? Patrick Bailey's going to hit 260 and he's going to drive in 80 runs. I mean,
I'm being so real, Steiny. I didn't think he was Ichiro. I'm not saying that was my bar for Jung-Hoo Lee. I just wanted him because defensively he's solid. But hold it down, and I thought the Giants had their leadoff hitter for the next 4 years. They might, but it doesn't look. He's swinging for the fences. So that's why I bring up Burrow. Like, pull him to the side. Maybe you have. But I'm not saying, Steiny, you go put you as batting coach, they'll hit better. But we have noticed, and this is known in Major League Baseball, sometimes hitting coaches are replaced. And I'm just looking team-wide, like, oh, my God, these guys are all not hitting at the same time. And I'm asking you, with your baseball knowledge, Steiny, is there any catcher's defense really worth batting 180 in no power? Like, I thought it was okay, and I thought Devers, they would be top heavy. Ramos, they would score some runs up there, and you would be okay. But now I'm watching, like, you're right. They got three or four automatic outs, it feels like.
But we saw that the whole season, even when they were winning games. Like, they have some easy outs on this team.
Mm.
Let's go to Danker. Danker's in San Francisco. What's up, Dank?
What's up, boys? How you doing?
Hey.
Talk to us.
I think we're all kind of saying the correct and incorrect things. So it's like if one player can completely change a lineup, just ask Jeff Kent. Batting behind Barry Bonds was night and day behind anywhere else. Because when you have and again, we're not replacing Barry Bonds, but when you do get a true threat who is patient, who, at the bat, and there's a guy out there, I'll give you his name in a second, who I think that we could get him. If you place him in the heart of the order, the guys on either side, the bookends, they get consistent pitching, and they also, like, Barry Bonds was known to tell the bookend players around him the exact repertoire of pitches, where and what pitches they're going to get and where they're going to be located. This is on video. Yovi Torrealba said this. And all I'm saying is you create a lot of stability when you have a true threat in the heart. And my thought is Devers isn't that guy. Because Buster, if anyone, he knows everyone's swing from behind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my thought is I think Buster's gunning for a bigger fish.
Cal Rally?
And the bigger fish to me would be a big Trout.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Wow.
And there's no salary cap. We need it, guys.
Wow.
Because this is the thing. This is, we're like, the Bad News Bears versus the Savannah Bananas. We got the Dodgers bats. You know, we got the Padres.
Man.
If we're going to compete, baseball's all mental and repetition. If I know Trout's going to bear the brunt, but the pitcher's going to give me his kind of teasing pitch or maybe his best pitch, but his best pitches are going to go to Trout. So all depending on it's case by case, but it creates stability.
Mm. Hey,
so
Danker.
I think that's the fish. Yeah.
Hey, good stuff real quick. So I think they got a Jung-Hoo Lee problem. You saying Trout, do you feel that? It sounds like you feel that way as well. Cause that's where he would play.
It's middle out also. It's a middle out concept. So if he's a double leadoff, maybe you put Jung-Hoo in the back, you know, it kind of depends on how the bookends work. And then it depends on who you have left over who would work outside of those two. But all I'm saying is Buster knows that better than anyone. You know, he was the coach on the field. But love you guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Dank. Appreciate it, buddy.
And before Devers, Donnie, we talked about Trout. And I know he's at right field now, not Sim, but I would love him. Like, that's the bottom line. Is Posey's gotten off to a great start. If he thinks this thing, they really have substance, and that's why he went to get Devers, I guess, Stoney, why would you stop now? And we don't know that yet, that he will. But, man, I'm looking at and everything you're talking about with the rotation, they've been great. Verlander, man, they got some things they still need to do on the to-do list.
Right, and that's why this isn't a make-or-break year. Because Buster Posey clearly looked at this team, and I think he's in the process of a 2-year overhaul, and he's got three guys in here, and he'll try to get some quality in here in the next 3 weeks. They'll try to make a run at it. They're either going to make the playoffs or not, and then they're going to go into the offseason, and he's going to try to sign some more guys.
Well, will you give me trade. This make or break for some of these players?
Who?
Jung-Hoo Lee.
But he's under contract.
I got it, but...
But he's under, you, like, what? So what do you do with Jung-Hoo Lee? He's under contract for, what, 5 more years? And I don't know. I mean, not sure. RC in Napa. Hey, RC, what's up?
How are you guys doing today?
Hey.
I think this is all about risk, and I'm convinced that every move that Buster Posey has made, whether it be Dominic Smith or Willie Adames or Rafi Devers, that all these guys were better than who they replaced. Now, are they going to be worth the money? It's way too early to tell, but you can't tell me that Jung-Hoo Lee is not better than Luis Matos. I just don't buy it. Yeah, it cost a ton of money. Look at the Warriors. Joe Lacob takes risks, okay? Sometimes the risks work out. Sometimes they don't. But to sit like that caller wants you, oh, let's just sit and be afraid. Buster Posey's not afraid. He knows what a baseball player looks like. He took these players. The team is better. It may not be worth what he paid. But remember, those guys aren't worthless. They can be packaged up in another deal, and we can roll the dice again. So, you know, people want to act like Devers is worth nothing or Jung-Hoo Lee is worth nothing. They're not. And if they don't pan out, they can be packaged up, and maybe we can get somebody that turns into be a great player. But you can't just sit and be afraid.
Mm.
End of call.
Oh.
Yeah.
Racket.
And what was our guy that said Devers had a problem getting to the fastball the way that he's built? I forget his name, Stoney, but the bottom line is I have no problem with Devers. Would I like to see more gains or returns? And he's probably dealing with the groin injury. Bottom line is he can be an MVP in this league. That's how good he is. But I'm searching for the answer. And I know we got Willard and Dibbs coming in here soon on the other side, Stoney, of just why it hasn't happened as of yet. And I do agree with Danker in regard to one dude, Stoney. And I told you, and you fought me on it, I feel like one of those dudes, and Devers is one of those guys, can change the fortune in pitches that others see.
I don't think one guy can do that for eight other guys. Mm-hmm. Might be able to do it for a guy or two. But you need more than one guy, one really good hitter to affect more than a couple players.
Let me ask you this. Not named Devers, who's the Giants' best hitter? I would say Ramos. Okay. Well, got the same answer.
I mean.
But you don't feel good about it.
Devers isn't, he's not an MVP candidate. Come on.
You don't think so?
He's good. He's never been a top five.
He has the capability.
He's never been a top five MVP guy. He's good. It's the most MVPs like he's ever. Let's go to Richie in Queens. Richie thinks they're in a free fall. Wow. Come on, Richie.
Put him on.
Richie, you've watched enough baseball to know this is just a tough stretch. Come on.
Richie.
Nah, I think it's worse than a tough stretch, guys. I've been on in the morning. Hey, first of all, it's good talking to you. It's been a while.
Yes, sir.
I'm really uptight about this team. We got right now, and I know Chapman's missing, but Chapman is not exactly a top-of-the-line hitter, but he's solid. We got the worst hitting team in baseball right now. Bar none. There is no threat. I mentioned Ramos. I think Ramos is what he is. I think he's going to be a 260 hitter. I know Adames is better. I've been on that saying he's got to turn it around. Play up to your numbers, guys. Obviously, Devers having a tough time. I have faith in Devers, but you just said it. Is he a top five player? No. But by the way, could barely stop dropping the ball behind the plate.
Why, hey, Rich?
Can I get that out?
Richie, why are they in a free fall, though?
I think it's a free fall because their offense is just terrible.
Okay.
They don't put hits together. Mm. They're running and scoring. So let's face it, guys. When the Giants won in 10, 12, and 14, we never had top 10 hitters. We haven't had a 30-run home run hitter since 04. But we hit 260, 280 during the season. And then the playoffs, we went up to 340.
Right.
And we just don't have that. You know, and again, 1 3-run homer. How many times we had a chance with two outs? Even one out with bases loaded. That play Saturday night is still driving me crazy.
It should.
Devers strikes out, and Brett Dumbly, not Brett Wisely, because I think he's the worst. He is one of the worst base runners, pound for pound, I've seen. He's been picked off 4 times in 2 years, guys. If you're going to come up and want to make an impact, you just don't do that. But I sit there and I cringe because it bases loaded, one out,
yep.
Second and third, two out. Get that hit. Get the pitching staff some momentum. And by the way, we're losing it with Birdsong. Birdsong's going to have to be sent down.
Well, hey, Richie. Richie, thanks for the call. I gotta go.
Richie, free ball. It's not just me, man. I just want some answers.
I did a deep dive on Birdsong.
Well, it's a shallow dive at this point.
He's given up 8 earned runs in his last 8 innings pitched. Since he was ordered to plunk a guy that he didn't want to plunk.
Oh, boy.
He's been terrible ever since he plunked the guy.
Oh, man.
And you know what, Goo? I'm going to give you a victory lap. Because when I went on my rant yesterday about how do you ask a guy like Hayden Birdsong to be the guy to hit a Marlin, and you said, Steiny, I'd like to think that he could handle it a little bit, you know, even though he's... And I thought, that's fair. I didn't tell you at the time, but I thought it was fair. And after we saw him last night, it's like, no, he is fragile. Clearly. He came
he's
out.
Not Greg Maddux.
He came
he's
out
Hayden
and
Birdsong.
Threw 10 straight balls after he was pitching pretty well.
So who's that on? The guy you don't
that's
ever.
That's on a rookie pitcher.
No, but who called the code red?
Probably Melvin.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you liked that move.
No,
I thought it galvanized
Melvin's
him. Remember they came back
to you. That's
from 5.
Why I brought that up.
Melvin's not perfect. Melvin's not perfect at all. But
if he called that, and you're right, I don't believe you are. I think it's just happenstance. But that's on Melvin. He chose the wrong. But
so funny. He's doing what you wanted him to do.
No, but
now you're.
I wish
it
were that. I wish I believed it with that. I'm with Richie, Steiny. I wish it were that easy. Birdsong's just probably in a stretch. He's in a rut right now. That had nothing to do with him hitting anybody.
Okay, fine. Because
you know,
but what does it have to do with? I'll tell you.
Executing pitches.
It has to do with he's a rookie.
Oh yeah, he's Hayden Birdsong, a youngster.
Well, he's. Like,
oh, you're saying.
Would
the
you?
Past.
Are you willing to concede that Roop and Birdsong, like if I were Buster Posey, I would look at the second half of the season and say, well, Birdsong and Roop are not going to be able to pitch as well as they did in the front. And, I'm already seeing it with Birdsong.
Okay, and if I turn on the B side of that record, I would say I got a dude 20 years older than them, and I'm worried about him. Okay, then that's exactly. Verlander. Like, this rotation, it could go up in shambles. You got Ray right now, and you got Webb.
Okay, well, why didn't you address it a month ago? Because this was the best staff in baseball.
But we knew
it wasn't going to be the best staff in baseball in the second half of the season. Anybody could see it coming.
Well, let me say this. Do you have a problem with me calling Buster Posey aggressive?
No.
Okay, so if I'm Giant fan and I'm sitting out there and this kind of continues, or you're trying to, you know, capitalize on a magical season or a good season, make the playoffs, I expect more moves from Buster if he deems they need it. And it looks like if Birdsong and Roop, you know, don't get their groove back, there could be changes made.
Fine. Like, that's Buster Posey's job, is to make it happen like that. But
the temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I just, like, you better get your act together before you go to I'm talking to the Giants. Before you go to Sacramento and play the A's. No, I'm just saying, Star, before you play the, like, they're playing better baseball. Like,
they're not.
You lost to the White Sox and mustered up three runs.
You know what? You know who I blame? And somebody can send it to him.
Oh, no.
Careful. I blame Baggerly.
Tell us why.
Setting up these cockamamie expectations not based in reality.
I'm not mad at him.
Talking about
out
of three over Boston. And, well, we can get 15 games over. Who do you think you are, Giants?
Yeah.
Now, the quality of opponent that they've lost to, Evan, it's a fair point. such a good point.
I use the word quality lightly.
Exactly. And no, I mean negative quality. So that's why. Is it troubling? Yes. But I'll also use the Dodgers and the Phillies as a way to measure where we're at. Because, see, this is what you guys don't understand, even Evan, about baseball. Like, just because you got Devers doesn't mean you're going to win 8 of 10.
Mm-hmm. I think we
secondly, just because you play the White Sox doesn't mean you sweep, okay? Just because you play the Dodgers and Phillies doesn't mean you can't win games.
But when you're a good team, what do we always say when it's all said?
They're not a good team. They have a lot.
They are a work in progress against the bottom feeders, and that's why they are where they are. That's the sign of a good team.
They're not a good team. They are a work in progress. That's what they are. And this is more than a trade deadline flip.
Well, this is how a team like the Giants doesn't make the playoffs, is when you lose to the bottom feeders. You get swept at home, and then you go lose 2 of 3 and only muster up 3 runs, and you got Major League Baseball players down 1 run getting picked off 3rd. Like, Steiny, he could have got cut, but they can't afford. Why? That's how bad that was. We're hemorrhaging, and you getting picked off 3rd?
All right, so Wisely,
Melvin
Williams, and Burrell, you want them all fired?
No, I see. And
clearly.
That's fine. No, but just somebody just say, hey, what's going on here?
They're in a little bit of a hitting slump.
There's no such thing as a hitting coach then in your world. Take the title away. I just watch the guys at the cages. Like, Steiny, that's somebody's job.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. This is when we're out of ammo. Let's get on the hitting coach.
Honestly, Steiny, I think it's fair for this team, man. Even when they've been winning.
Yeah. Hey, Adamus.
Tell me they don't got
money. Hey, Willie, quit waving at that terrible curveball. Okay, Pat, I'll do that. He can't. Let's fire Burrell.
Devers was 13th in MVP voting last year. No first or second place votes. But he's still a bat, man.
Is he?
They better win tonight.
Or what?
They might get swept if they lose tomorrow afternoon.
Well, but this is...
Like, seriously.
But this is what I've been fighting against. Don't presume a loss today, and then they could get swept. Wait till they lose today. Because if they win today, then we can say, hey, as bad as things are, they could still get a split in this series.
Who do you think
we're actually not
who,
up against?
Who do you think leading off tonight? Like, I hate that they don't have a leadoff hitter, but they were supposed to. And he's trying to pull everything. Never goes the other way. Not doesn't bunt. Like, man.
So
that's
why,
just him.
Why wouldn't you approach Jung-Hoo Lee rationally and say, okay, Farhan gave a contract to this guy, Jung-Hoo Lee, who can't hit, and we're finding that out now, so we have a problem. So Buster Posey, start to think about cleaning it up.
And that's
that
all,
doesn't
yeah.
mean he can make a move today.
He might
not be able to make a move for a year. Because if Jung-Hoo Lee stinks, then nobody wants him. But that's just something that was on Posey's plate that he has to deal with.
You know how I always say, I think about the show when we're done. Steiny, no, I'm going to die on the hill of, and we got months. But if somehow this team doesn't make the postseason, I'm serious. That is catastrophic, man. But you haven't been able to
articulate why it's catastrophic.
Because you just got Devers. You got off to this great start. And you got Logan Webb. You got Ray. I mean, come on, man. Look around. You got Matt Chapman. You're bringing Adamus, a guy that hit 30-plus homers last year. And, like, this season could tell us, oh, maybe somebody else could play the piano keys better. Because you can't blame every player. And it sounds like you're on third base of that. Like, oh, we don't have no talent.
I would look at this team. And this is where, the last 7 or 8 games, you put that into the equation. It's been, it's 15% of the season so far. You know what? They might, can you say definitively This team has top six talent, Are they? Can you say without a doubt they're one of the top six teams in the National League talent wise?
With the addition of Devers, I think I can, Stoney.
All right.
And if you're not, you're going to be in the fight to the end.
Sure, they're going to be in the fight.
They've done that
Major
last
League
year.
Baseball, right. Because Mets, they're going to be in the hunt. Now, I'm not saying that's enough, but I'm just saying if the San Francisco Giants finish seventh, are you saying that they were better than any of the 16? Are they better than Philly, Dodgers? Are they better than the Padres?
I think
do you think they're better than the Diamondbacks?
Man,
I don't know. I mean,
if Adamas keeps up this season, let's just say it's kind of like what this is. Are you ready to say that was a bad signing after one season? Or do you just hate the thought of that? Or can we just keep it real and say, what do you think of Adamas? Cuz it ain't the whole contract, but this is not what anybody expected, right? If this keeps up.
Okay. No, he's off to a terrible start as a Giant. Absolutely horrid. But, this is, to my way of thinking, Adamas was their big guy. Everybody loved the signing.
I did.
Okay, well, maybe Posey made a mistake. Maybe he's going to be a 210 hitter for the rest of his career.
In this part.
And we'll look at that contract like we look at Barry Zito.
Because he's hitting some balls that have died, Stoney. I know you don't care about it, but
that ball last night doesn't go out.
No, I'm talking about the series against the Marlins. There were the walk-off granny that wasn't. But that don't go down on, almost doesn't go on the score sheet, you know?
No. But you know what? He hit one last night that probably doesn't go out in San Francisco. But it went out in Arizona.
Arrivederci! That's my Miller.
You know, just because a team plays in the Bay Area, Goo, doesn't make them the favorite always to win the NBA title, the World Series, or the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm concerned
they have
about
to compete.
The Niners. I'm not that
they
guy.
Have to compete.
Stop.
And, all right, crossover next. And what's coming up next is sponsored by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Also, Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
I don't even know what to say.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.